Save mental energy managing your WordPress site with easy-to-use DIY features from WP Engine's Managed WordPress Hosting. Visit wpengine.com/loveyourwork for up to 4 months free. This is Love Your Work. On this show, we introduce you to the people and give you the tools to carve out success by your own definition. I'm David Cadavy, and I'm a best-selling author and entrepreneur. Every Thursday, I love bringing you a new episode in which I dissect the unique path of a guest, what clues help them find their calling, how do they cut out the noise to focus, and where have they made compromises. Or I bring you lessons I've learned for myself. If this is your first time listening, be sure to check out some of our most popular episodes, Jason Fried on episode 1, neuroscientist John Cunios on episode 8, and Laura Roeder on episode 9. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and write a review. Just go to cadavy.net/review. I work really hard bringing this show to you, so when you subscribe and review, it will help me keep doing that for you. Thanks. This post originally appeared on my blog, cadavy.net. If you search for AA testing, you'll find it. It'd probably be the top result. AB testing is a really hot topic in entrepreneurship. Fortunately, I think people have started to come to their senses with it a little bit. It's not that it doesn't work if you really know what you're doing, as I'll describe in this article, but it can really lead you astray when you are early on in a project. Fortunately, there are people who are finally talking about that you shouldn't be A/B testing necessarily early on in a project. I've heard Ramit Sethi mention it recently that he wasn't really A/B testing until he was at about $1 million revenue. Noah Kagan recently, I heard him say almost nobody should be A/B testing, which I think is pretty accurate. And I'm going to go ahead and tell my story about AA testing and some of the misleading results that you can run into if you aren't careful. Want to maximize your email marketing? You should try ActiveCampaign. I switched last year from MailChimp and I love it. With email marketing, marketing automation, and a sales CRM, it's a powerful, intuitive, and complete platform. Claim your 14-day free trial of ActiveCampaign at activecampaign.com/loveyourwork. AA testing. How I increase conversions 300% by doing absolutely nothing. There are a few things wantrepreneurs, and all due respect, I'm a recovering wantrepreneur myself, love to talk about more than running A/B tests. The belief seems to be that if they just keep testing, they will find the answer and build the business of their dreams. Most of them are wrong. Many of their businesses would be better off if they didn't run any A/B tests at all. If you're going to test, you should try AA testing. At the very least, many of these wantrepreneurs should be doing themselves a favor by running some AA tests. In an AA test, you run a test using the exact same options for both variants of your test. That's right, there is no difference between A and B in an AA test. It sounds stupid until you see the results. I ran nothing but AA tests for 8 months. And you won't believe, what, are you still reading the subhead? From June through January, I ran nothing but AA tests in the emails I sent through MailChimp. 56 different campaigns, comprising more than 750,000 total emails, and I didn't even test a subject line. That didn't stop me from having a six-figure year in my fully bootstrapped solopreneur business. During that time, I came across quote-unquote results like this. Now here's a graphic showing Group A versus Group B. Group A had 499 opens, and Group B had 452. Group A had 11 unsubscribes. Group B had 4 unsubscribes. Keep in mind, these are the exact same email. To many entrepreneurs, my former self included, this looks like, oh wow, you increased opens by 10%. They may even punch it into Visual Website Optimizer's significance calculator and see that P equals 0.048. It's statistically significant, they, or I, might exclaim. In fact, when I shared results of AA tests like this, many people refused to believe me. They say things like, how are the emails different? They're not. Were they sent at different times? No. What did you change? Nothing. It's an AA test. It's the exact same email, sent at the exact same time, using whatever technology MailChimp uses to send AB tests. Ah, but what about MailChimp's technology? Well, you could call that into question, but consider this. To a trained statistician, there is nothing remarkable about these quote-unquote results. Given the baseline conversion rate on opens, the sample size simply isn't large enough to get a reliable result. What's happening here is just the silly tricks our feeble human minds play on us when we try to measure things. Even if you do have a large enough sample size, you're bound to get the occasional false positive or false negative, meaning that you could make the completely wrong decision based upon false information. The amazing quote-unquote results I got on my AA test. Running an AA test for every email for 8 months really gave me a feel for how misleading AB test results can be. Check out some of the quote-unquote results I got from changing nothing at all. A 9% increase in opens, a 20% increase in clicks, a 51% lower unsubscribe rate, and finally, an incredible 300% increase in clicks, all by simply doing absolutely nothing. Now, all these have graphics accompanied with them. This one with clicks, it shows 12 clicks in group A versus 3 clicks in group B. They're both the exact same email. There's nothing particularly unusual about that, really. Of course, to an experienced eye, it's clear that none of these tests have a large enough sample size when taking into account the baseline conversion rate to be significant. To a entrepreneur's eye, however, they've just validated or invalidated their hypothesis. They may give up their entire vision based upon quote-unquote results like these. You can see the results of all 56 of these email campaigns compiled in this handy spreadsheet. Is it significant? Does it fucking matter? I spent hours poring over articles, learning just how to run a reliable, significant A/B test, and I came to this conclusion. It doesn't fucking matter. To me, it doesn't matter, and to most budding businesses, it doesn't matter. Here's why IDFM. Reason one, IDFM. A/B testing correctly takes tremendous energy. To run a test that asks an important question, that uses a large enough sample size to come to a reliable conclusion, and that can do so amidst a minefield of different ways to be led astray, takes a lot of resources. You have to design the test, implement the technology, and come up with the various options. If you're running a lean organization, there are few cases where this is worth the effort. Why create a half-assed A and a half-assed B when you could just make a full-assed A? As a bootstrapped solopreneur, I realized that every unit of mind energy I used to run A/B tests could have been put towards making one option that was a more lucid interpretation of my vision. Reason 2, IDFM. A/B testing is no substitute for vision. In 0 to 1, Peter Thiel warns against incrementalism, or just working to improve what's already out there. Our world needs entrepreneurs with vision, and if they're busy second-guessing and testing everything, and often making the incorrect decisions based upon these tests, that's a sad thing for humanity. Even Eric Ries, one of the forefathers of the lean startup movement that has spawned the cult of A/B testing, implicitly warns against taking testing too seriously in his book, The Lean Startup. Quote, "We cannot afford to have our success breed a new pseudoscience around pivots, MVPs, and the like. This was the fate of scientific management, and in the end, I believe, that set back its cause by decades. Science came to stand for the victory of routine work over creative work, mechanization over humanity, and plans over agility. Later movements had to be spawned to correct these deficiencies." End quote. Eric Ries, The Lean Startup. Many entrepreneurs want to use A/B testing as a substitute for having entrepreneurial vision. There's no doubt that the concepts introduced in The Lean Startup are powerful, but some take it too far or just misinterpret these ideas. It's sad, really. Makes you wonder how many great ideas have been in quote-unquote validated into extinction. I do have a strong vision for my company, which is rooted on a tightly knit point of view of how our world works. I'm more interested in using my energy to hone that viewpoint by learning about history, economic and technological trends, etc., and executing that than I am in second-guessing what words I use in a call-to-action button. Reason 3, IDFM. Statistics isn't your core competency. Unfortunately, the web is packed with misinformation about A/B testing, usually perpetuated either by entrepreneurs who don't know how to run a reliable test, or people or companies that have something to gain from making people think A/B testing is the answer to all their problems. They sell testing tools, they're after page views, etc. It's not a vast conspiracy, it's just how capitalism works. However, I did come across a few good resources that really explain the complexities of running a reliable test. What I realized was, if I really want to run a reliable A/B test, the information is out there. It's damn complicated, and it wouldn't come naturally to me. It's not that I'm bad at math, it's that I'm not that good at math. Unless you're someone who is properly trained and really understands statistics, you should be wary of running tests. Even then, remember that to someone with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Reason 4, IDFM. You aren't Google. At close to 30,000 subscribers, I have a decent-sized email list for a solopreneur. But what can I test with that? Turns out, not much. Using Evan Miller's awesome sample size calculator, let's see what kind of sample sizes I really need. If I want to test the click-through rate on two different emails, my baseline rate would be about 2.2%. That's about the click-through rate I can expect if I'm actually trying to get clicks in an email. It turns out, with a list about my size, 14,517 per branch equals 29,034, I could begin to detect a difference with a change of about 0.49% or a 22% increase or decrease in clicks. This is when I could begin to detect a difference. That's a big difference. And that's when I would start to know I had a winner. The caveat to that being that only 80% of the time, the statistical power is 80%, will the difference actually be detected. And 5% of the time, significance level equals 5%, I'll be told there's a difference when there is actually no difference. To make a solid ROI, even more unlikely, a click in an email doesn't necessarily put money in my pocket. Different types of prospects behave differently. For example, a long email may generate fewer clicks, but the clicks that it does generate will be prospects that are more interested, warmer, and more likely to convert. Using historical data, if I want to find a significant lift in buys from a single email, I'm going to need to make a B that converts 70% more customers than option A. I'm not Google. With the sample sizes I can put together, I can spend my energy either trying to master the Jedi mind trick or using best practices to concentrate on making my products and offerings more enticing. So, should you test? It depends. There's no denying the power of the scientific method. When applied correctly, it can be invaluable to guiding an entrepreneur when important questions about a business arise. Here's a few questions to ask yourself to decide whether you should run an A/B test. Do I have an important question? Will answering this question make an impact worth the effort of running a test? What else could I be doing with my energy? Running experiments and being creative and visionary are two completely different brain modes. Are you distracting yourself from making valuable insights? Can I run a large enough test? Plug your baseline conversion rate and minimum detectable effect into this sample size calculator to see if you have a chance at even reaching statistical significance. Do I really understand testing? Try running AA tests to get a feel for how misleading results can be. If you still feel testing is worth it, read and understand some of the resources below to learn how to run a reliable test. Also, keep in mind there are other ways for businesses to test. I really like the let's try this and see how it goes, then iterate test. So, Einstein, how is it that you run a good test? The answer is, I don't really know. In fact, it's likely that I butchered some of the above terminologies and methodologies, which is the point, really. There really are people out there trying hard to put forth accurate information about A/B testing, but some people just don't seem to read it. Here are some resources that I've found credible and helpful, and you can, of course, find all of these in the original post. How data will make you do totally the wrong thing. If you only consult one of these resources, this should be the one. The Straight Dope on Statistics and Testing by a Successful Entrepreneur and Trained Statistician, WP Engine founder Jason Cohen. How Not to Run an A/B Test. Why you need to determine your sample size before you start testing and why your A/B testing platform may be exponentiating your rate of false positives. The Low Base Rate Problem. How could my above results have seemed significant but not been? Statistical Power. Learn about it and how it makes most tests with low base rates useless. I love this quote. Anyone who lacks a firm understanding of statistical power should not be designing or interpreting A/B tests. 12 A-B testing mistakes I see businesses make all the time. Friend and conversion expert Peep Laya has lots of solid content on testing on his blog. This is a good introduction. It's okay not to test. Running reliable tests that will give you definitive answers is hard. Meanwhile, a 300% increase on a conversion rate of 0% is still 0%. Ship the damn product. Your energy is likely better used elsewhere, and you can start testing when it actually DFM. It's okay to not want to be a statistics expert. In the meantime, try running a few AA tests. You'll be amazed at the results. Love Your Work is supported in part by Audible. You can try Audible for free at katavi.net/audible. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks on any subject that you can imagine. Go to katavi.net/audible and claim your free audiobook. So there we have it. That is, of course, a mouthful, a lot to digest. But if you're somebody who has been running A-B tests and doesn't have an intimate understanding of statistics and how you can be led astray, hopefully this will help you from, you know, holding back a great idea or something like that because you saw an A-B test that didn't look promising and actually wasn't a well-designed test. So go check that out on katavi.net. You can just type AA testing katavi.net into Google and you should find it right away. You can also subscribe to my book recommendations, mostly the nonfiction on a variety of topics, at katavi.net/reading. Sign up and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. And you'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I am David Katavi. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by The Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi Inc.